and welcome back to Le Rituel. Baby, we're back. Well, we're missing a member, Mr. Jerome, because he's in France living his best life.
Au revoir.
And if you hear distinct voices in the back, that is because I'm joined here with some of my favorite roommates in the world, Jenna and Brielle. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Yay, we made it. Okay, so nice, we're fresh here out of summer break, you know. How do you guys feel about that?
I have mixed emotions.
Mixed emotions. Really? So many faces, but it's nice.
Mostly, I'm excited, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't know and you're not familiar with the UBC schedule, it is currently the very first day of classes, start of classes. I just did my photography class. Did you guys have any classes this morning?
I had my geoscience class, my geography class.
Cartography, right?
Yeah. My first science class of my university degree so far.
Wow.
And yeah, it was pretty...
Requirement fulfilled.
Girl in STEM.
Girl in STEM.
So, I would call myself a girl in STEM, I guess.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Jenna, how was your class this morning?
Well, I haven't had a class today, but I did start early yesterday with two classes in the morning.
Right.
Pretty evil, but...
Yeah, that...
Miss Architect had to start a day early.
Yeah, come on, Architect.
She actually built the school yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
She built one of the new buildings.
A lot of work, but I got to sleep in tonight, so...
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, enough about school. Let's go into our theme, because we're still in the summer months, technically. Mm-hmm. It's not fall yet.
No.
True.
And so to introduce our theme, we really just wanted to bring summer back for the day. And so these are all songs that we discovered throughout our summer break or just listened to over the summer and just like, you know, however we interpret it. Everyone knows the drill. Yeah. Well, to start it off, I went to Montreal this summer, which was so much fun. And this is in French, this song. I hate to say I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's...
Do you want me to?
Yeah, do you want to see?
We can. The two Frenchies over here.
Exactly.
Jack.
Amour.
Amour.
There you go.
I think ER is silent, but
I didn't pronounce the ER.
See, we're all Canadian and we still don't know French too well.
Sorry, we haven't been in French in a while.
But I don't think it is.
What a great song. So excited.
But anyway, this always is going to bring me back to Montreal because it reminds me, I stayed with our good friend Jerome.
Shout out Jerome.
We miss you and we love you. And, you know, we just listened to this on a boat and we had the best time. So this is what they said, that song.
Go ahead.
We'll be right back.
Oh, great song.
Brilliant song.
Also,
really
lovely. Well just done. Found out through the internet that that is also a Quebec artist.
Yeah.
Woo. Which is great. Shout out Quebec. Mm-hmm. I miss you. I'm coming back. Don't worry. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, beautiful song.
Beautiful song.
And Brie, you have the floor. What's your
Thank
song
you so
that
much.
You discovered?
Okay. So my song that I discovered was also while I was away this summer. All four of us sisters, me, Jenna, Lily, our other sister Danielle, who is working right
Sadly
now, so she
working,
can't be on the radio.
Exactly. She would have, though.
Yeah, we all went our separate ways this summer. Some would say it's like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Not me, but some people have said that. So when I went...
Definitely not Brie.
I went to London this summer, and this is not a British band, but oh, when I was in London this summer, I discovered my love for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So I listened to this song, Mary Jane's Last Dance, and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever heard. Why has nobody told me about Tom Petty? So
that's your intro.
I discovered my love for this band.
I love it.
So without further ado,
let's get into a classic with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Sorry.
Let's get into a classic. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Do you want to introduce it?
No, I don't.
Okay. You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to say it again?
No, I don't.
Okay, cheers.
We're not the radio host. Just the guests.
Well, let's bless everyone's ears with a good old Tom Petty.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired. Down again.
Market Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. And that ball will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
That was an excellent song choice.
Lovely. Thank you.
Lovely. That was so good. I forgot how much I love that song. It's such a classic, right?
I've never heard of it. So
really?
I've been introduced there to a new song.
You've been enlightened.
I have.
You have. It's a, your life will be changed from this day forward.
Exactly.
I can feel it.
Well,
Tom Petty's entered your blood.
Yep.
Yeah. He's entered your blood and into your brain.
Yeah.
No getting out.
No. But, I mean, do you have anything to enter our system, Jenna?
Well, I do. I, unlike you girls, did not do much traveling this summer, but I did frolic in Victoria, my hometown.
As you should. Beautiful. Yes.
And, you know, walking through the little flower fields, walking through the gardens, it was just so much fun, and I just loved it so much. And I have this one little old song called My God Has a Telephone by the, I'm going to have to look this up, by the Flying Stars of Brooklyn, New York. I think.
Yeah.
And it just feels like the essence of Victoria. It's just such a sweet song. And I just feel like frolicking and skipping in a little field somewhere. And I just, it just encapsulated my summer so well.
I love that. I mean, maybe while we listen to this song, we'll go out on the field and frolic some more.
Everyone think of Victoria while you listen to it.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm excited. The name makes it sound very cool.
It's very cute.
I know. I'm curious. Okay. Well, let's play it after that lovely, lovely intro.
Thank you.
my God, Jenna, that was beautiful.
Thank you. I love it.
I love that. Love that I totally get the essence of Victoria from that. Mm-hmm. 100%.
It's quite nice.
It was
quite
a very you song.
It's such a you
for
song.
For context, yeah, for everybody listening, Jenna is sitting in the radio station right now with a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, literally.
Yes, so. I am. From the UBC Farmers Market. Everyone, yeah, go get seriously some produce and flowers from there. It was only $6.
Ooh,
wow. So cute.
Okay. Honestly, I mean, I love it when Jenna walks through the door and she has like five like bouquets of flowers, yeah, that she's like, I found these just like randomly on like the side, yeah, of the road.
So this song just plays, yeah, that's from like Jenna.
It's
all
totally
the time.
Yeah, it's like a little your little anthem. Like, yeah, every time you step, it's, mm-hmm, just that song.
I like skip to the beat. I'm, yes, skipping, not walking.
Yes. Also, she's wearing a floral skirt too.
Yeah.
From Brie. Brie's
from, yeah, Brie.
Skirt.
Yeah, seriously.
A little bit of paint on it.
Well,
it would.
That song got me in such a good mood. I had to shout out another song that makes me feel real happy. And also kind of frolicking, too, because I go to this place called Country Fair every year in Oregon. If you know what it is, I love you. And we are now family. And I just remember walking like through the pathways one time, and it's like a big festival where there's like music and people are just like selling their art, and it's just this amazing festival that I have been going to since I was a little kid. And one time I was walking down one of the paths and somebody was just playing this song like live, and it's Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People. And every time I hear it, I just think of that moment, and I think of being like in the midst of summer and just it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
So cute. Me and my dad used to listen to that song all the time. Shout out to all the parents.
Song. Yes.
Such a lovely song.
I know. Shout out all the parents. Shout out everyone. Let's enjoy.
Shout out everyone.
Shout out everyone
shout
listening.
Shout out the world.
Yeah, shout out the world. I mean, let's bring in the good vibes to this beautiful sunny day that we're having in Vancouver, which is quite rare. So let's listen to some Everyday People. That just brought me back. I love that song, guys. Oh, Screenagers.
Okay. Sorry, I just don't care.
I literally just looked
Bree's
up.
Bree's mom just posted. I had to comment.
I looked up from.
Shout out Jolene's Instagram.
Yeah. Shout out Jolene. I looked up from my computer to see both of them just staring at their phones. Anyway.
Anyway.
That was my feel-good song. Bree, do you have another one for us?
I do. So I was just looking at my phone because I needed to remember the name of the album.
Classic.
But my favorite album that was released this summer that I couldn't remember the name of is This Is How Tomorrow Moves by Beepa Doobie. Mm-hmm. I surprisingly wasn't, like, I didn't listen to a lot of Beepa Doobie before this album was released. And I feel like, based on my music taste, I would. But then this was released, and I think it's just, like, a magnificent album. And on my first listen, my favorite song is a song I'm about to play, which is Real Man by Beepa Doobie. I think, based on the music I've heard of hers, it seems like a bit of a switch up, this album. Like, it's just, it's really cool. It, like, sticks to her style, but I feel that there's, like, a little bit of inspo from Fiona Apple. I can hear it in her songs. I hope Danielle isn't listening to
this. Yeah, I was
going to
say, don't tell Danielle that.
But, because she's a big Beepa Doobie fan. Anyway. But, yeah. We'll play Real Man by Beepa Doobie, and it's really great. So, everyone just appreciate and listen.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy Real Man.
Yeah.
Why don't you just pull in mother, my simple lover? I'm not going for no other. I told my mother what you did, like a kid. And I already told you I just wanted to dance. Could you see me standing out here with my outstretched hand? I guess no one ever told you how to be a real man.
Adorable.
I love very it.
Sweet. Cutesy, cutesy.
It's totally, you're so right. It totally is Fiona Apple. Mm-hmm. Like, inspired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, like,
very Beepa Doobie.
Very yeah. Beepa Doobie.
She has her style.
I used to listen to that all the time in middle school. Coffee.
Yeah.
Even though it's like
Coffee
her most famous
classic.
One. It's so cute.
But,
right?
Like, hasn't, I feel like her music is just like, It's evolved so well, mm-hmm. and, like, I think she just did a really good job with this album.
Mm-hmm. She definitely has more production now.
Yeah.
Which is
I saw her,
refreshing.
Actually.
Really?
Open for Taylor Swift.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
She was really good.
What tour?
I was like, Lily, you know this, but I forgot other people are listening. It was the Eras Tour.
Gotcha.
Of course.
Well, now, Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
What's your next song?
Well, I thought I should follow Bree's lead of adding some music that released this summer. So who else has new music? Of course, Claro,
yes.
The album of the summer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I have been listening to that album on repeat just the whole past 4 months. So, but my favorite is Pier 4 by far. It's It's another kind of frolicking song. I mean, it's a little bit slower, a little bit more for maybe the more cloudier days of summer, but it's still just so nice. And I mean, newly released, so great. Just love it.
I love it. I know. I've been listening to this album too, but not very chronologically. I don't think I've heard Pier 4 yet, so this is a surprise.
Get ready. It's great.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, this is Pier 4 by Clara.
If you need to disappear, you'll have no reason to be sad at all. You'll strike your own matches to logs. May catch an eye while you play sad and soft. And if you're walking home alone, you'll find a reason you'll just chalk it up. Being different, being young, and wonder why no one knew you at all. Oh, you're just playing dumb. What's the cost of it, of being? Close is not close enough. Where's your light? When do you draw? And close is not close enough.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Beautiful choice.
Mm-hmm. Mood, we were just saying, two moods of the summer.
Yeah.
For real, it's Claro. Mm-hmm. And obviously, what else came out this summer?
Switching it up with...
Was Brat Summer.
Yeah. Brat Summer!
Brat Summer!
Okay.
Did you guys have a Brat Summer or did you have a Claro Summer?
Well, I had a Claro Summer, but I can appreciate a proper Brat Summer.
I think I had more of a Brat Summer.
Yeah, you guys
I think I had more of a Brat Summer, too. Yeah.
And then, like... It wouldn't go all the way to Claro, but it would go to it would range to Beepa Doobie.
It's just hard to have a Brat Summer in Victoria. I think if I was in Vancouver, it would have been a Brat Summer. I mean, it's hard in Victoria.
Yeah, that's
fair. That makes sense. I mean, this is going to be, for our listeners, a very, very insane switch up. But I feel like this summer was very, like, hot and cold, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people were either in their little frolicking...
Yeah. Victoria.
Like Victoria, lavender fields, like prairie dresses vibe. Yeah. And then some people were...
Clubbing it up in London.
They were little club rats. Yeah. They were, like, you know, doing all the things.
Yeah,
we're trying
on
to keep it PG
because
we have parents listening. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, on a boat in Montreal. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So I feel like this song kind of sums up the vibe of my summer to a little bit of an extent. Brace your ears, everyone, because this is about to be a banger.
Hi, it's me, you're all in danger. Never get invited because I'm such a hater. Got my finger on the detonator. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Every time I make it so outrageous. Always gonna lose to people playing safer. 4, 3, 2, 1, see you later. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. Vroom, 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 vroom in a big pink truck. February 10th and I'm gonna pull up. Hey, Staples Center, what the fuck is up? Yeah, I'm parked outside watching all the girls strut. Put the custom on, hit the worst dress list. Yeah, you better not slide, not slip, not trip. Cause I poured a load of gasoline on the carpet. Lit a cigarette, took a drag, then I just flicked it. Place went boom, 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 clap. And I just laughed when the bodies went splat. Yeah, I knew I'd end up with my house behind my back. In a police car, blue and red sirens all flash, 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 flash. Lights and cameras everywhere. Now I'm on the news with a DUI stare. Who cares? Just put me on the platform, turn the microphone on. There's no one I wanna thank out there. Yeah. Hi, it's me, you're all in danger. Never get invited cause I'm such a hater. Got my finger on the detonator. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Every time I make it so outrageous. Always gonna lose to people playing safer. 4, 3, 2, 1, see you later. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. On the flip side, I could talk real, real nice. Maybe if you give me that prize, you might see a tear from my eye. Might change my whole damn life. I maybe thank God on stage. Yeah, I swear it'd be so nice. No, I never misbehave. Do my speech on time, maybe something just like. Hi, it's me, you're all in danger. Never get invited because I'm such a hater. Got my finger on the detonator. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Every time I make it so outrageous. Always gonna lose to people playing safer. 4, 3, 2, 1, see you later. Crazy girl shit, gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers. Gonna go spring breakers.
All right.
Amazing.
Now that it was my song of the summer.
That's a song.
Now that was a song, guys. I don't know why. There's something about it. It's just my brain. It was also produced by an artist that I'm seeing in like 2 weeks, The Dare, who also produced another song off that album called Guess, which I'm sure people know by now.
Pretty summer songs.
But yeah, Brie, what's your next?
Okay. Great job, Lily, by the way. So my next song...
I made the song, so...
Is... You did, yeah. She's actually The Dare.
Yeah, I'm actually The Dare.
So my song is There's More to Life Than This by Bjork. I listened to this song. I listened to this... This is her debut album, and I listened to it a lot this summer because I was really into 90s and thinking about trends in music and art in the 90s, and I just think that her music really represents the trends that were going on at that time. So I think it's a really interesting song, and I also, even though it's so different from Charlie XCX, in my brain it's in the same category because to me they're both noise music is how I think about it. So
yeah, I
interpret
mean,
that as you will.
Bjork is amazing. I love her.
Yeah,
so
she is.
I'm excited to listen to it. Is that all you have to say?
That is all I have to say. So
for our queen?
For our queen. Everyone praise Bjork.
All right. This is More to Life Than This by Bjork.
Woo!
Thank you. we could make a boat and sneak off to this island. I could bring my little ghetto blaster. There's more to life than this. But then we'd have to rush back to the town's best baker to get the best bread of the morning. There's more to life than this.
York, you've done it again.
Everybody stop what they're doing and look up Bjork punching journalists in the face.
Yes, it's honestly an iconic moment of hers.
I'm watching the gif as at this moment.
It's like speak. I feel like it's what makes Bjork to an extent. I just love how like avant-garde. And have you seen like what she wears during her live shows?
I've seen some, yeah.
Oh my god, they're so amazing. It's like sculpture, honestly.
Yeah, she... The reason I started listening to her was because of Andrea Jacobs, the photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, takes the weirdest photos of her, and it's so like, cool.
Like cyberpunk.
Yeah,
crazy. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, now we have Bjork, but now we have Miss Jenna. What's your song?
Well, I'm going to change it up quite a bit. This song is not new at all. I did my research last night. Turns out it came out in the 90s, quite old.
Well, so did this song.
Bjork did it.
Yeah,
of course. Okay. So a bit similar. But this song I heard playing in a restaurant, and so I immediately added it to my phone, and I was listening to it in Tofino, and it's just a little bit more upbeat. It feels like my version of a Brat Summer, which is just a little bit more funner. Not very electric, more like rap, but it's fun.
Okay. Well,
pep in your step.
What's
Get ready,
it called?
Folks. Oh, right. Mr. Dabalina by the Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Well, I like that.
Well, let's get it spinning.
Yep.
Mr. Bob Dabalina, Mr. Dabalina, 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 Mr. Bob Dabalina,
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid. Because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted you used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies. But DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Dabalina. Ooh, Mr. Dabalina, teach wizard put me on a stuff and then he schooled me. Friends could be far
fraudulent, just you wait and see. First he was my money grip, then he stole my honey dip. Mr. Dabalina is a serpent, don't you agree? The little two-timer resembles Aunt Jemima, with jeans and a dirty white hoodie. Seems like he wouldn't be a snake, or would he? Disguises come in all sizes and shapes. Notice the facade of the snakes, they all catch the vapes. Even though last year there was GQ, took a lot of time before the DEL could see through the mask. All I had to do was ask the Emperor and Kwame, and my man responded they were bomb, eh? Fraudulent foe with the strength of Hercules, the way you're on my dick must really hurt your knees.
We just want to say that we love you guys, and that we're at the very end of our show, the last 2 minutes, and we just love you, and we're just going to send you out with Mr. Bob Dabalina.
It was fantastic.
Yes. It was fantastic. Yes, thank you guys for coming on Le Rituel, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Also, please call in who's better, Oasis or the Beatles.
Please. I would love to know. It's an ongoing beef. All right. We love you guys.
Mwah.
Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina. Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina. Mr. Bob Dabalina.